Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode, the question we're going to answer is, why am I getting fat? Yes, unfortunately, there are many people today getting ever more weight, especially the kids. Why do you think Michelle Obama is doing her best to educate the public about children and their obesity and how to get that under control? I, for one, am very unhappy with seeing 60-some-odd percent of the population of this country overweight. In fact, too many of them are actually obese. Because I realize that these folks are creating problems for themselves. It's not just a matter of the mobility being so difficult because when you have fat in the way of your being able to move freely, that's bad enough. It's also about the fact that people's self-esteem goes way down when they don't like the way they look in the mirror. There's also this other idea of how we got there. And I'd like to tell you that from a lot of research I've been doing over the past couple of years, because of clients coming in to see me who are having all kinds of dietary issues that need to be dealt with. They might be feeling depressed, but they're not depressed because they're emotionally depressed. They're depressed because they have something called leaky gut, which is really the stomach lining, the cells of the stomach lining, separating impartially digested food decomposing inside their bloodstream, which creates inflammation, which creates pain, and it can create bloating. The normal flora inside the gut can't do its job, and this can create bloating. We have young girls maturing way before they ought to because of the meat that they eat, and the milk as well, full of estrogens, or they're budding breasts before they ought to, and gaining weight as well. We have genetically modified foods, and we have really no idea what the long-term effects of that are going to be on the population, especially the young people, because they're smaller. So their bodies are going to respond differently than someone who is mature and has all their development done. We have people who have all kinds of food allergies now because of the GMOs and the antibiotics and the estrogens. And of course, all the myriads of pesticides that are put onto our plants to keep the insects at bay. And we have really no idea what the long-term effects are on our children in respect to these as well. But what I do know is that when children are asked to sit in class for 6 hours a day without recess or gym, unless their parents are paying exorbitant fees for them to play sports after school. These kids, what are they doing all day? They're sitting on their butts in classes, listening to the teachers, or maybe not so much. Depends on how interested they are in either the subject matter or getting really good grades. Depends on how forward-thinking they are in terms of their career. And then they go home, and they sit in front of their computers, and they are instant messaging their friends, or on Facebook, or looking at YouTube videos, or maybe playing video games. Or maybe they're in front of their TV watching idiotic TV shows, more often than not, to so-called relax while they eat garbage food made of chemicals that are harming them. Because we weren't made to eat these chemicals. If you're buying foods that are boxed for your children, and if there's ingredients in there that you cannot pronounce, stop buying them. You know, in my day, we didn't really understand all these things. But nowadays, there's absolutely no excuse to give your kids this crap. This crap that is all chemicals that are not able to be digested in their young bodies in the way that they need to be. And they create cravings for them of sugars and fats and salt. And you know, wherever salt goes, water goes. So water retention can become a problem, and kids are getting high blood pressure, which used to be something that only older adults would get. We live in a really crazy world these days. And then think about all the medications that children are being put upon, as well as adults. I mean, why is it that we have lower blood pressure and we're being put on medication? Do you think the pharmaceutical companies have something to do with this? And what about cholesterol medications, which create way more problems with heart problems and all other sorts of problems, instead of watching what you eat and getting appropriate exercise and doing what we're supposed to be doing as human beings? We're not supposed to be sitting on our butts all day long. In fact, sitting alone is a problem for us. It's the worst posture you can have. It creates all kinds of problems in the back and the legs. We need to get up and move around. That's what our bodies were meant to do. So if you want to know why you're getting fat, think about what you're eating. Think about the lack of activity that you're getting in your day. Think about those stomach problems you might be having, those aches and those pains and those burnings. Some people have gastric reflux, which is also a problem that needs to be addressed, and food not being digested correctly. Many of these problems are created by stress in your life. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to figure out what foods you're eating and if they're healthy for you. And I'm telling you, if you cannot pronounce the ingredients in that box on that label, put it back and save your money. Second of all, drink plenty of water, filtered water, because that water will hydrate you. And dehydrated people get depressed. Not a lot of people know this, but I learned this in nursing school before I dropped out. So hydrate yourself. And then, get off your butt and go do things that you enjoy doing to get activity in your life. It could be dancing. It could be swimming. It could be bicycling. It could be jogging. It could be a whole lot of different things that you can do that create activity in your lives. I have a sister down in Florida who loves to garden. Gardening is a wonderful way to expend energy. There's so many things that you can do that increase activity. Go on a beautiful hike somewhere out in nature. Or go skiing, either down the slopes or cross country. That will burn a whole lot of calories. My mom and dad, they used to square dance. And he used to love playing tennis and racquetball and golf, so long as he could go around the course and get his exercise that way. There's just so many things that you can do to increase your activity level, to get your heart rate going. That doesn't include being on a treadmill or an elliptical machine. And by the way, I was reading an article where they were doing research on the amount of calories that were expended when you're on these things, and elliptical machines are off by 45%. So if you think you're burning all these calories on it, think again. Treadmills were only off by 17% or so. Bicycles fell somewhere in the middle. So it's not really a matter of how many calories you're burning doing these things. It's a matter of getting your body moving, getting the muscles activated, and doing those things that your body is incredibly good at doing if you would allow it to. And by all means, do stretching. If you're an older person, you need to stretch your body, because as one of my 95-year-old elderly clients of years ago said, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And that's absolutely true. And lastly, attitude. If you have an excellent attitude, it'll be easy for you to get out there and explore new places, do wonderful new things. Go to a museum. I mean, walk around a museum. You can burn a lot of calories just doing that. There's just so many things that you can do that are out there in the world that get you engaged in life, where perhaps you will no longer have to be putting on these really bad weight. Because you know, once your fat cells grow in size and divide, they don't go away. They might get smaller, because it's the nature of adipose tissue. That's the actual name of fat, adipose tissue. What it will do is it will expand in size, the cells will, and then they divide. And that's why it makes it hard for some people who have gained a lot of to stop gaining the weight if they just alter their eating patterns or their activity levels to some degree. So before that all happens to you, get active. Be mindful of what you're eating. And by all means, get yourself a positive attitude to make life so much more fun and fulfilling and effortless so that when you're out there expending your energy, you're having a good time doing so, and you're being renewed and energized as a result of doing it. Because I can tell you this, if you're not getting activity in your life, you are never going to feel energized. You need to burn the energy to get energized. It's just the way it works. And with all those things happening, if you still have some physical ailments that are happening to you, go find yourself a really good alternative doctor. Because I'm going to tell you, conventional doctors don't have a clue in how to heal these things. All they want to do is put you on more drugs. And as I said, drugs can create problems. It's about nutrition and nutrients and healing the gut. That's what you need to do. So go to an alternative doctor. He does functional integrative medicine. And if what he is doing is putting you on tons and tons of supplements, think again. Your body needs some basic nutritional support in order to be healthy. I suggest that you go to John Gray's website, actually, and look at his videos that he has and the input that he has there, actually, at marsvenus.com, because he's very much into supplements in a healthy way, because he cleared himself of Parkinson's disease. Why? Because even as a psychologist working in the medical field for 30 or more years at this time, he realized that the drugs that they were going to put him on were going to make him more and more ill. The doctors told him so. So, being a multimillionaire, he did the research he needed to do to find the right nutrients that his body needed in order to heal his brain. In his case, dopamine receptors needed to be rebuilt. And he figured out how to do that. But on his website, he has a lot of really great information in terms of how to heal a lot of things just using nutrition. So, again, that's marsvenus.com. Go there. Get educated. Because I'm going to tell you that if you give your body the right nutrition, it can do what it's meant to do, because that's how all beings are. They need the appropriate nutrition in order to be healthy and well. And then you need to have the right attitude and the right activity level and eat the right foods. And if you do these things, you'll find that your fat will be going away. Your attitude will be much better. You'll be much happier and fulfilled. And the extra benefit, you'll be able to get those really nice, interesting, fun, and maybe even sensual clothes that you'd enjoy to wear, because you have a body which makes them look great. If you find yourself having a difficult time doing the things that you need to do to feel better, I'd also suggest that you go see a hypnotist. Because you see, when you have your mind programmed to do the things that you want to do by someone competent to help you do these things, it makes it so much easier to get your activity in, to choose the correct foods so you can see that weight melt off your body. We all need some help and assistance to do many of the things that are difficult for us, especially if you have a lot of weight to lose. I would suggest that you get that extra support to work with the other people that can also help you to do the things that you need to do, because your body and mind work together with your spirit. So why not include your mind in on the process of getting healthy, well, energized, and happy? That's right. There's so many things that you can do to help yourself right now. So get on it and go get yourself feeling great inside and out. And then maybe you can go get those really sensual, beautiful clothes that you want to be able to wear, which will help you feel even better and look better too.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your Keys to Happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.